garden of your mind. In the garden of your mind. You can grow.
Well, gardens. With flowers in bloom right now, it's prime time to visit the Jensen Olsen Arboretum. But these days, there's what you might call a new attraction to show off. New amenities, shall we say. And here to tell us about that and all the activities happening at Jensen Olsen Arboretum is Pat White. Pat, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Well,
I was just listening to the fellow before you, and boy, it's so great to have activities again.
I know. It's so fun.
I'm so glad. I'm just so happy.
Yeah, anyway. Me too. Well, it's great to have you here. And so let's talk about, the Arboretum has been a wonderful respite and a wonderful oasis for people even during these times, a wonderful outdoor place to go enjoy nature and all of its beauty. Tell us a little bit about what we've been talking about here, this new facility. Let's just get that out of the way and talk about it. It's a pretty fun thing and I think a significant investment for you guys.
Yes, thank you. Well, we have a new, lovely new loo, and it's a bathroom, an upgrade to the bathroom, and it's we had a ribbon cutting in early April. Beth Weldon came out, the mayor, to cut the ribbon, and we had a little celebration. And it's fully operational, and it's being used every day. And it's a great upgrade from the plastic outhouse we had for many years. And so we have one of the things I wanted to talk about today was we have a call for artists, or call to artists, to come and make the loo lovely on the inside. It's pretty industrial now, and we'd like it to look a little better. So we're calling for artists to come and look at it. We have an online thing, and I'll give you the web address in just a minute. But come and design something. And we have an application online. Give us some ideas. There'll be a kind of a panel of people to pick the final selection. And there's $2,000 as an award. And the application is due July 15th. So that artists can come on out, or it's all online. You can see what the dimensions and all that stuff online.
Well, that's a great idea. Yeah, to have to just expand the beauty throughout the entire facility. Yeah, that's great.
Mm-hmm. I was talking with an artist this morning. I was out there, and she showed me her work. And so it's all whales and all this, breaching whales, and that sounds great. So hopefully she'll put an application in.
Yeah, that's right. But you could go so many different directions, obviously, with the flowers, whales, the beautiful scenery, mm-hmm. beautiful wildlife, mm-hmm. The whole thing, and even the history of the Jensen Olsen Arboretum. Touch on that a little bit. Last time I was there, I read the really great informational plaques that are there, and was just so it was just so interesting to hear a little bit of the history of how that garden started, how it kind of changed mm-hmm. hands through the years, through mm-hmm. the same family, but weaved its way around in the family. Tell me a little bit about the history of it. Yeah,
sure. The garden itself is an old homestead from the Peterson Jensen Olsen family as they married and changed their names and things. And it's at Pearl Harbor, which is just this side of the Peterson Lake trailhead. Peterson Lake, all around in there, used to have a lot of mining. And this family mined, and they also supplied food in their big vegetable garden for other miners. Now, the vegetable garden has been continuously worked for almost 100 years, and it's still producing, and we've got stuff in there today. The Carolyn Jensen, who was the last family member to live there, wanted to continue it as a public garden. And her trust worked with the Seal Trust, which is a way in which you can convey land to be a conservation easement, excuse me. And the City and Borough Seal Trust and the Jensen Trust created the Arboretum about 15 years ago. And Merrill Jensen, no relation, was the first manager, and he brought the thing from, almost wasn't an abandoned place, but it was, she was an elderly woman when she left the place. So he brought it up to snuff.
And it's been such a beautiful addition and beautiful park and area to wander around. And you mm-hmm. mentioned that it's been a producing vegetable garden. Did they have techniques to keep the soil fertile, or was the soil just naturally fertile always, or?
Well, as organic gardeners, you're replenishing with whatever is available, manures and different soil amendments, not chemicals, but minerals and seaweed. Seaweed's a great thing.
Sure.
And it's right there. It's right there. So there's a wonderful patch of rhubarb, and the vegetable garden also has beautiful peonies. So if you like peonies, they're big, blooming about 3 weeks. But so it's been around a long time. It's a beautiful place. We have a new manager who came in January. Meryl Jensen retired last year, and her name is Ginger Hudson, and she's from Anchorage. She worked at Anchorage Botanical Gardens, and has come down, is doing a great job.
Great.
Given it's the coldest winter, and you know, the second coldest winter, the second snowiest winter, the rainiest May, you know. I mean,
but an important day in the life of every gardener, I would think, is solstice. And you're going to be celebrating solstice out there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. This is a new thing for us. The Friends of the Jensen Olsen Arboretum is a nonprofit group that helps fund things for the garden. And we decided we'd have a little event this year for the first time. So we're having a solstice party June 20th, this coming Sunday, from 5 to 7. And it's ticketed, so you need to go online and get a ticket. There's only 50 available, and we're at about 45. So,
okay.
I want to encourage people to come out. And Tom Loker's going to play. We'll have event tents just in case it's rainy. You need to bring your own chair because we don't have chairs enough. And you need to bring your own mosquito repellent because I was out there today and there's quite a few mosquitoes. So hopefully that won't deter people, but we'll have a great time. We have a tapas, box supper, and soft drinks. So 5 to 7 this Sunday at the Arboretum. And if you have it online, what our our website
we
is.
Do we have it linked on our webpage, obviously if people just search for Jensen Olsen Arboretum on Google, they will find that site.
Yeah, they'll get
well.
It right.
It's friends of joarboretum.org is the website.
Correct.
And
right.
So that sounds like a great time. Although it sounds like, boy, people better act quick because there's only a few tickets left.
Yeah.
So that's great.
We're very excited about it. And we'll see what happens. We'll see if this is an annual event like the Maritime Festival, the 11th annual. This is our first annual. We'll see what happens.
Well, if it's a sellout event, you got to keep doing it. I mean, that's the way it goes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I just want to make a point here that last year, even with COVID, we had 10,000 visitors to the garden. And it became a very important thing for people it was the only parks and rec facility that was really open, you know, so people came out in droves, 10,000 people. So I'm appreciative of everybody who comes out, rain or shine, winter, fall, spring, all that. And it's a great place to just relax, bring a lunch. But if you like to ride bikes, bring your lunch out. I mean, bring lunch, stop there for a rest. There's bears all along from the shrine down to Peterson Lake Trailhead. There's bears on the road in the ditch, and it's exciting.
Yeah.
You know, this
well,
time of year.
Yeah, it's a wonderful little oasis. If you said you were just out there, peonies are blooming. Is that right? Or what else is? What
no,
else
no, they're
just
the peonies are budding. They're budding.
Okay.
Poppies?
Okay.
The blue. Uh-huh. There's a number of kinds of blue poppies. Ed Byarski brought back some seed from Scotland, and they're blooming. Now they have a very different leaf structure. And the purple, the very deep purple blue poppies are blooming. And the sky blue ones are starting to.
Nice. All
so
right.
Come on out to see them.
Okay. Well, Pat White, president of Friends of the Jensen Olsen Arboretum, thanks so much for joining us. It's a solstice party happening Sunday. Just a few tickets left, so go check that out online. And even if you don't get out for that, make sure to visit the Jensen Olsen Arboretum, a little gem here in Juneau. Thanks so much, Pat. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, coming up next, the latest news from Juneau Public Library, a place where adventure is waiting on a bookshelf near you.